It's our 99th episode. Can you believe that? I actually did the counting today, and we're coming up next.
The destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV.
And now,
let the buzz begin.
You guys, it's hot. It's hot outside. It's hot. In here. It's the GHG part, and I am James Lott Jr., and I'm wearing a blouse I didn't really want to wear on camera, but oh well, I'm just going to wear it for you guys.
I didn't have time to
change. I know, yeah. I didn't have time to change. I'm just like, I don't want to show towards boob or anything. I'm just trying
what?
To
no, show all the boob.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I was like, I got enough for you, buddy.
You guys, I'm James Lott Jr. You know who that is, of course. I know. I'm like, anyway, thank you. Good night. No, I feel a little crazy today. It's going to be a fun day today. We're here to talk about GH Report. We're here on GH Report to talk about GH itself, the show, General Hospital. And I'm here, of course, the whole gang is here. You guys, next to me is Lucretia Lyon.
Hey, guys. 99 shows, and this bitch was in most of them. I am Lucretia Lyon, so you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
You've probably been here the most, probably, haven't you? At all three of us?
Maybe.
Because you've been talking about yourself, here too. And obviously, I don't win at all. Frank Moran.
Hi, everybody. This is my last show. For two weeks.
Yes.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jack.
So don't ever scare that. I know, don't ever scare me again. How dare you?
The fans got excited.
They want the ranting. They want Frank's rants. Trust me.
But the rants without the Frank, I think, is what they'd
ideally do. No. Yeah. It went out of your mouth. And Alexa Torres is, of course, in the booth.
I am. Hello.
Yeah. Somebody is saying something. I'm like, come on, Kelly. Come on, Kelly. B.I. Kelly. No. She's trying to start with you. Okay, you guys.
What did I do?
She was like, whoever's in the booth is slow.
Excuse me.
She wrote that in there.
I'm sorry. You know I can block you, right?
And she wrote that in. It's Kes B.I. Kelly. Miss Kelly comes in all the time. She loves us. Mm. Oh, she says she would miss Frank.
Oh.
Hi, you guys in there. I see all of you out there, but all the regulars are here. It is our 99th episode, which is funny. So next week's our 100th episode. Mm-hmm. I'll be by myself. Or am I? So you're going to tune in next week, because next week I'm doing a show that's going to be like unlike any other show we've ever done on this show. I'm throwing everything against the wall, and I'm going to do all kinds of crazy stuff. I may give some stuff away. I may talk about all my children. Who knows what I'm doing next week? I'm going to have a crazy show next week, and there might be some guests joining me.
I'm going to imagine it is like one of those terrible, but not saying that the show's going to be terrible, but like one of those terrible episodes that they do at GH, like right around the holidays, so they do like a flashback or some alternate take and everything. Somebody has a dream sequence.
I'm going to actually dress in a wig and pretend I'm Tracy Quartermain and just recite lines from her past.
You want to borrow my Peggy Bundy wig so you can be me?
I think I have a Peggy Bundy wig too, actually. I used to love red hair. I think I have one, actually. I have a share wig too. But next week will be our 100th episode, and I want to thank these two, of course, for holding it down for most of those 100 episodes when I'm not here. But
this all wouldn't have been possible without you, James.
Yeah. Well, Miss Jackie said, I almost had a mini heart attack, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
See, they like you. I found him on the streets.
That's true. He did.
He was like, we'll talk about General Hospital.
For no money.
So that's for next week. But I just want to thank all of you guys who've watched us all these episodes that we've done. And a lot of you guys will be as nutty as the anniversary show. Who knows? Tune in. But anyway, there are a couple of milestones I just have to just shout out really quick, because it involves these two also. These are my little announcements. There's reasons why I'm gone, because I have another life. I have other things that I do. Most of you guys follow me, I do a million different things. And I'm very fortunate. I'm very lucky to do so, do that. And one of the things is, it's my 115th episode of the Super Organizer Show. We did an episode yesterday, and Lucretia was my first guest. So thank you. You and Elizabeth Greer Taylor are my first guests. They've been on several times. Frank's been on my show many times also. See, thank you. So you can find us on iTunes and YouTube and all that stuff. We do stuff together, and we've been on before. And
mine are the lowest rated and least acclaimed.
Maybe least acclaimed.
At least you have one, Frank. You shush.
Exactly. Oh! She hasn't been on yet. I know.
How could you?
How could I?
No. It's also we've been busy.
Yes, we've been busy. She's a little busy.
I'm hustling all the time.
Yes. I just want to thank you guys, of course, for supporting my show. And we are friends outside of this, and we do support each other's works. So I'm going to mention that. And today's my 1 year anniversary of my other radio show, Extra Connections. Done it for a year. I was asked to do it. And thank you. Rita Garcia, give a shout out to her. My engineer, Brian Leon, who they both know, Brian. Yes. I'm going to give a shout out to him, my big, giant Mexican-Peruvian. Let me see if I get the correct. I'm Mexaruvian. That's what I was calling him. So thank you guys. But I just want to get those two shout outs. And today, my latest book is out. The Pill Part 2, it is a series I put out. Pill Part 1 is out. This is Part 2. And also, if you have weight problems like I do, who put the Funhouse mirror in my bathroom? This is a little short story about how I got to kind of accept my whole weight gain and loss. Both books are on Amazon. So, yeah. If you have a weight thing, you can understand what that's all about. So, yeah, Alexis is planning for a huge wedding. Yes, she is. Huge. Why do you think it's huge?
There's 150 people going. Yes.
It's going to be the Shire. So
it's going to be bigger than Luke and Laura's wedding back in 1981.
That's true.
She's all sure. It's like, sure. So, yes.
Some love from your past is going to come running up and start screaming.
during the ceremony. Yeah, I already paid them to do it.
Perfect.
And lastly, congrats to They Know Him. I've only talked to him briefly online. I don't really know him. Because I got a million messages. I'm like, I don't know who he is. I'm sorry. Oh, no. We have a lot of hosts. I don't know everybody. And I hope I'm saying his name correctly. Is it Mike Kalinowski?
Yes.
Okay. He has a role on GH. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
And he was on Thursday and Friday. And I was like, wow, there he is. Actually, you are a very handsome guy.
He is, no.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do the DC movie news show with him. Okay. And I've done Into the Badlands with him on AfterBuzz.
Yeah, we did Iron Fist together.
Yeah.
And how do you know him?
MacGyver, and we also worked together at Universal.
Oh, everybody's at Universal. Yeah. Everybody's at Universal.
Yeah, seriously.
Everybody's at Universal. That's so funny. So he did a good job. He was a host of horrible storyline, but a host of that podcast.
Adam's Apple.
I know. We'll talk about that. Because this week, last week, I banned the talk on Manlanders. This week, I want to talk about it.
Get ready for rants, guys.
So let's start. You guys, where should we start?
Let's start with the stuff that we liked. Right?
That's good.
We have the tail end of the Ned and Olivia wedding.
Yes.
Okay.
Still, we started off with the dum-dum fireworks.
I like the fireworks.
Come on.
You're so bad.
Sonny walking out like he's never seen him before. Oh! that kills me every time.
I liked it. I thought it was cute. I liked the reception. It was super small. Like, nobody was there. But they made it... It just was cute. It was like... They had the speeches were cute. I wrote down, I liked Monica's little mini toast. Dylan's speech was really good.
Yeah, I really like that they've really brought up Ned and Dylan again as brothers. Yeah.
Yes, I think that was really good. He mentioned Tracy. Yeah. The speech was funny. Maybe a little teary-eyed a little bit too. And then Ned mentioned Lila.
Yes.
The first Mrs. Ed requirement, I was like, oh, that's right. And so I guess officially she's the second one, I guess.
Yeah.
She kind of renews Ned because Ned, all his are Ashton's. And then Nina walks in, just kind of...
Yeah. Oh, I forgot there was a ceremony. Oh, I'm sorry. I just needed a drink. Well, do you feel like if the show was smart, they would just make Ned and Olivia kind of like the true Edward and Lila, where in fact there's not really too much like relationship drama between the two of them. They were pretty much in lock with each other, but there was always this family drama that was surrounding them. So you never had to worry about like the splitting up, coming back together. I'd rather them just be the pillars of the Quartermain family, and then just have all the, like, not be relationship drama per se between the two of them, but just more family drama.
And I feel that that is where they're going with them. I don't see that this is a couple that's going to make up and break up, because they really haven't. No. I mean, at all. And they had a little bit of drama with Leo and Julian, but it was still just Ned being a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so great about this couple, is we don't see that drama with them. And I think it's a good thing to have on the show, as a couple that's not always breaking up. And they are the likely choice, because they're both really good people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. And I hope there's no drama with them. They should be the anchor couple, I guess, kind of at this point. I agree with Ms. Yaki. They could have hired some extras to like fill in some of the it seems so just so it was like five tables.
That's what they get for the nurses' ball, guys.
I know.
That nurses' ball has 30 people at best watching that thing.
They could have had us as extras.
No, that's true.
Why not? Yeah, we would have done it.
I would have been more enthusiastic than anybody they got for those extras with the nurses' ball. We're all looking like they're sad.
Hey, we know Fido, and I know Mark Teshner. I know. Yeah. We're just going to work that out. It's a new Olivia wedding.
The one thing that did drive me crazy, though, was that Sonny had to go over and tell Ned, like, hey, take good care of her.
Oh, no, I don't care. Yeah. I liked it. I liked Sonny and Olivia's little talk.
Yeah. Oh, well, but Sonny to Ned, like, ease up, Sonny. You know, take care of your own house before you start doling out your ultimatum to your threats.
Carly's busy dealing with Jocelyn right now. Eden McCoy is killing it. Eden McCoy is totally a friend of our show. She is killing it, but that's the next story. But I don't know. Kiki's like, Ned and Olivia bore me. I like Olivia with Sonny.
That's just mean. I mean, like, poor Olivia, she shouldn't be stuck with that.
I could see why somebody would say that they could bore them, because we have not seen enough of them together just because of, you know, just, you know, while I could, you know, dual shows and stuff like that. I think fans would turn around and be more excited about them if they were fully both on contract and you could do more stories with them.
Well, basically, so next week I'll be joining Dish and Days to talk, because it's going to be the first week of Ron Cavallardi's episodes up around there. And of course, Wally Kurth was written with, I mean, he'll be on this show too. So we can see how he writes for him as Justin Kiriakis on this show. So that's going to be on there next Sunday. But yeah, he's busy. I'm going to see if I wonder if Ron's going to write more because he knows Wally. Because in the interview, he's saying, hey, he's annoying. He didn't watch Days of Our Lives. But I'm going to see if he writes more. Then we'll see if Wally, how far between two shows, if he's going to be more on Days of Our Lives right now because it's starting up a whole new thing. Or it's really interesting because, I mean, I like Ned. Ned is a great character, and there's so much potential with him that I wish they would use him more. So, I don't know. Very interesting.
Yeah, we'll see.
It is interesting with writers coming onto a show that they really haven't watched much of.
He said he didn't watch that one.
And how they approach it, where they just look at it purely from like a story standpoint and kind of address what's kind of bothering them about the stories and not really caring so much about the actors playing the roles because they don't know them that well yet. And that starts getting to more later.
He said for him, he grew up watching General Hospital. He's like, he didn't watch Days of Our Lives. So, but he knew all about it. And he said one thing he liked about Days of Our Lives because the fans will go in, because Dave's is the out soap, it's soap that does all outrageous stuff. So he can actually go anywhere with the storylines because the Dave's fans will follow. Because we're on that show, you're used to seeing aliens and twins
and serial killers and
underground tunnels and, you know,
demon possession.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Demonic possession, you know. So, I mean, My Lady Possessed by the Devil. I love that.
Miss Yakiki brings up a good point about what you were saying about Sonny's talk with him, and I was clapping for you, Frank, there. She says, Sonny had the nerve to talk to Ned, especially how he cheated on her. Like, he cheated on Olivia with Ava, of all people.
And here's my thing. I thought it was because they were talking. It felt like two old friends who'd been in battle to me. It was like they were coming together. It's like, you know, we've been through a lot. We have, haven't we? And they did create something good, which is Dante. And I want to watch him this week. I'm loving his storylines away from Lulu.
Dante's great.
He's the bomb. But I just felt like they're like two people who they were so young when they had him. He didn't even know about him for a year. I mean, I just feel like they have been through a lot, including cheating and stuff. They're just kind of like, just, you know what? After all this stuff has happened, at least you're with the man you should be with, and he's with the girl and he should be with.
And I don't mind this scene between the two of them, but enough of them where you go over to Ned take good care of her. Like, shut up, Sonny.
Michelle Drapierce. Ooh, go on, girl. I've never seen you in here before. Hi. I like the name. Michelle Drapierce. Tell a girl. Says they're trying to make Sonny's likable again. Which we'll talk about that too, because I have a comment about that on another storyline.
All
right. I'm a little upset about this. Developments. So basically, I thought it was a cute little reception. It could have been a little more. Charlotte running up to Nina, of course, was cute. She's cute, and that's fine.
Yeah, they're adorable. Yeah, they're adorable. And I kind of like that Nina was like the fairy godmother of the whole wedding situation. Yes, everybody was going to her, and I like this role that Nina has. And I like that Nina is being strong with Valentin, even though I do want them together. I like that it's coming on her terms.
Well, she's growing. We're seeing her transformation. She lost 20 years of her life. She was a young girl, a young woman, when she went into the coma, and then she came out kind of a young woman still. So I think,
Well, we also get Kiki getting the bouquet, quickly passing it off to Charlotte.
That's so funny. She's like, here you go. I did chuckle on that. That's kind of cute. I was curious to see who they're going to have the bouquet. I was really curious. I thought it might be Nell.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. But I love that Carly and Sonny left a little early and everything. I love that.
But is it just me? I feel like the catching the bouquet and like the cutaway shots, like somebody feeling like, uh-oh. Like, come on.
It's
2017, guys. Yeah. Like, for any drama or any movie that does, like, guys,
they always do that.
Really.
They always do that. It's a soap break. They always do that.
All right.
They always do that. They always do. That was a Bobby song. They always do that. So I guess. Yes, we want Chad Duel to come on here. Who knows? Just keep a little trying on here. So that was another storyline.
You mentioned Sonny and Carly. They leave early because everything's up with Jocelyn. She lost track of time on the bridge there with Oliver. And we get a nice little thing about like how parents and child want to negotiate the cell phone, like make sure like, oh, I can pretend like I didn't really get the message.
Oh, her, okay, her response, okay, I had two daughters who were mouthy. So I could tell you, we didn't have cell phone things back then, but they were mouthy. I love when Jocelyn was like, maybe we should get a new provider. And she was like, you watch your mouth. I was like, oh my God. I was like, Connie will slap the spit out of you, girl. You better watch out. I just love her. She was just giving her lip. I was like, oh my God, she's a perfect 13-year-old. I know what I've been there so many times with the girl. I know what it feels like. She was, and she sat on that couch, just looking at her, like, I guess I just get the meth. I was just like, such a smart ass. I was like, oh my God. And it was so good. Eden, you were so good.
Yeah,
like,
I love Jocelyn.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just wonderful. Yes. Like, this is the karma that Carly deserves right now. It's so funny. It's like, oh, good. There's a teenage girl, and hopefully she makes better choices than you do.
Well, Carly talked about this. She wants to, I mean, which is, that part, I like that talk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things. Don't do as I do as I say. And as a parent, I know what that's like, of course, and I wasn't always perfect either. But you want your kids to do better. And so I like that little kind of a little speech, like, but no, I want you to make, because I was crazy at your age. I did worse. I want you to do better. And I think she will too. I think Jocelyn's not, she actually really isn't doing anything that bad.
No. Yeah, as she said, she goes, I took a sip of the beer and I was just talking to him. Like, and she was honest. That's what I like, is like, Jocelyn is being a good kid. That's why I know it's a parental instinct to want to do that, but Carly really, like, she needs to know Jocelyn's not really pushing her.
But I will side with Carly in a sense, because I did have 13-year-old girls. Yeah. You don't run off with a boy and don't tell nobody.
Yeah.
That would have been worse. Well, trust me, Papa Jimmy would not have been happy if I found Monica or Tanya with some boy, and now you don't tell me what's going on. I don't care, nothing happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, she's got to watch her, you know, hen house, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, when Jocelyn's mad at you about Sonny, maybe she wouldn't be doing these things if weren't.
That's
and that's sort of the thing, is, Carly.
Yeah, but in a way, and again, I hate to defend Carly, but saying that as a parent, we can't do whatever you want. She always said, you can always do whatever you want. Well, that's a total kid response, so I love it. Whoever's writing these scenes, just they're so realistic that I want to kill you. Because they're taking me flashbacks. but like she's saying, I was like, but Carly can do whatever she wants. That she's an adult, you can do whatever she wants. Oh my God, it came out.
Yeah.
Yay, it came out. That was quick. It was quiet. It came out really quick. But I mean, but she doesn't know that. I like the kid who's playing Oscar.
Yeah, he's cute.
Good.
Yeah.
He's good. I'll probably have to get rid of the other one, but he's cute.
Yeah.
But I like that I like what's developing so far.
Yeah, this is a real interesting, you know, young love story, and it's not like the forefront, you know, even though it's summer, it's nice to see the kids be in stuff, like her and Spencer and things.
Oh, I know, that's funny.
And two, this gives her a love interest, because I know Eden had said that on her show, that she really wanted that, and this kid will probably be related to somebody. I think he's in for the long haul.
Yeah, I think he is too.
Yeah, I loved when he stood up to Sonny.
That was hilarious too. Yeah. But back to the car, I said it's just kind of, They have to kind of still be the parents. I mean, whatever you feel about them, she still can't talk to them however she feels like it. I mean, it feels good for us as fans. We're like, oh, yeah, girl,
get it, girl.
But but realistically, you can't. I mean, don't you talk to me like that, girl.
I mean, it's just all mixed up with the frustrating thing that, you know, I mean, Sonny did all that stuff to Jax. I mean, that's tough. Like, that makes it so much more of a volatile situation.
Okay, well, let's go into that, because we kind of touched on that. First of all, I thought of you, Frank, in the outdoor scenes.
Yeah, yes.
A lot of outdoor scenes this week.
In the park. Yeah. I keep seeing,
sorry, I love you guys at GHID. You know I love you guys. But I keep seeing the fence that goes all the way
down. Yep, the big-ass fence.
it's just like you keep seeing the kind of houses behind them. Yep. Like, that's I know where that is. I don't do the address or anything, but I know where that is. It's just so distracting to me. And that bench.
That bench
is back.
Special bench. That's it.
It's a lot of action. God, it's like, wait. But we had Alexis, there was a table, wasn't there?
There was a picnic table.
We'll get to that in
a second.
Yes.
Bringing wine and cheese and everything. Yeah, that's another story.
Oh, you haven't talked to me in a while. I thought I'd get wine and cheese for this.
She's all your picnic? I couldn't stop laughing. I thought that was actually pretty funny. But I like the fact that Oscar stood up to thinking he was a pervert. That was so...
Oh. Yeah, Sawyer Oliver says, I loved it when Oscar called Sonny a perv. that was funny. I was like, this is a hilarious scene.
Oh, my God. This jockey says that. So does Jocelyn look like she's bigger than Spencer? Oh, yeah, she did Spencer scenes. Oh, yeah, because Spencer, I think he's a short kid. And he's like 12, and she's only 13. I think she's tall for her age, and he's short for his age. I think it's what it is. But, yeah, no, I just thought... I just thought Those are fun. And then I like the fact that he got, like, all of a sudden when he found out who he was, they all got a little nervous, and he's like, no, 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 you did good. I was like, okay, that's kind of fun to me. You could tell that I think he'll probably take this kid in, probably. You know, Maurice likes to take the young actors in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It might be, if he's here for the long haul, this could be a good...
Another kid tainted by Sonny. He better not be his kid. That's what. As soon as Jocelyn was start talking to him, and they had the first actor, I was like, "Oh my god, don't be another one of Sonny's kids."
Oh, that's so funny.
And then I'm like, I don't think they're going to go that, but he'll be somehow involved with Sonny.
Whose kid is he going to be?
He could be Jagger's, is what I thought, because that could be like Sonny would feel the need to be there because of Stone.
Yes, okay. And you heard it on Smart Digest.
Yeah.
Stone Cates will be back in some form.
Yeah, that's why I thought. I was like, maybe he is a Cates.
He could be, yeah. And Jagger did come back years later for a minute, and they didn't keep him on very long. And Tony Swallow Jr. came on.
That was such a bummer. They didn't bring him back. They really didn't use him as well.
So yeah, I know. They didn't use him as well. But he could be a Kate. Right, he could be a Kate. So it could be it. And that will be a good connection. Because I already know that Juan was Lily's relation, right? No, his ex-wife, late wife. Juan and Sabrina are cousins. I forgot how he was. He's a Rivera. I'm trying to think how that relation was. I keep forgetting. Because he was with... He's part of that whole storyline too.
His brother and
with what's his name, Ricky Martin. All that.
Yeah, I was like Ricky Martin.
I can't remember. So, but there's several possibilities. I think you guys might think somebody say thinks he's Brenda's son, the one they adopted.
Oh, please don't bring Brenda back.
people want some Brenda. And rest of myself started following me this week. How funny is that?
What is that
on Twitter?
Get her in here, man.
And I was like, I've talked some bad things about you. I don't know. I'm surprised you're following me.
Yeah.
Bring her in. Let's all just deal.
Yeah, be like, I'll ask about Corey Feldman. How was that?
Oh my god, my buddy Corey. I love my Corey. You leave him alone. My buddy.
I like Corey. That's one.
He's my buddy. I loved interviewing him. He's nice. He's very nice.
So we get two conversations between Sonny and Jocelyn. One at the house, right after everything happened with her little late night escapade, and then again in the park.
Oh, that one bugs me. I'm sorry. Now suddenly you reversed everything. Okay, so. Again, with the writers, I'm almost like, why did you even go that route?
Well, I felt like, because they only, to play it out in real time, I think it would take forever.
Right.
So you have to do this to make that stop, which I feel like you can make that happen in a soap opera. It's not going to happen in real life. For real life, it's going to be years that you're going to have to deal with this antagonism between the two of them. Now you can at least kind of bury the hatchet and kind of not forget, but forgive a little bit. But I felt like they had to, because otherwise it was just going to be constant scenes of her hating on Sam and her yelling at Carly.
It just bugged that.
No, it's true. It's definitely not real to life, but that's the real time you can feel like the soap opera writers coming in and just changing.
Trying to kill it so they can go on. Yeah. Yuck, I'm with Lucretia. That's funny. Because
you never get the two of them living in the same house together again without Jocelyn going bonkers every single moment.
Yeah, that's
chewing
true.
Out Carly.
Well, she didn't show too much excitement, though. She was kind of like, she kept things close to the vest. She was kind of like, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I like that she was cool about it. Because it is one of those things that's like, yeah, you may have reversed it, but you still did it in the first place. It's one of those things that, you know, it was storyline dictated because of Ingo Rademacher not being here. But at the same time, they tend to write themselves in these holes. It's like, yeah, people aren't going to be on Sonny's side here. Why would they? That's effed up. God.
I know. It's like, so I'm like, well, so it works out. Ingo Rademacher can make returns again, so that's fine, I guess, at some point.
At least as a character, I can understand Sonny knowing that, I mean, he may fix this, but that doesn't mean that he's Jocelyn's going to be his biggest fan again. Yeah. And that he knows that, I mean, he's just going to have to deal with a lot of just crap from her for a long time. Yes. But I like that he's willing to accept that. I mean, as he mentioned, it's like, hey, you know, you may not land now, but I'm always going to be in your corner.
Yeah.
For at least... For that, I mean, I'll take that. At least he acknowledges that he screwed up and he's willing to, like, not say, you've got to respect me. Like,
that's true.
That.
Well, I guess true. Okay, I'll give you a point.
That doesn't mean I love it.
Yeah.
But
I'll give you points on that one. Okay, I'll defer. Sure, make sure. I'll give you that one. What's next?
So we're talking about the park.
What? Oh, we got to talk about Jocelyn and Spencer.
Yes,
the Hamlet. So the whole backdrop is Hamlet.
I love that. I thought it was adorable, and it was so fitting. And it's just he's such a good little actor.
Nicholas Bechtel is so good. The whole week he was with people three times their age, and he acts his ass off.
Yeah. He needs to come in here.
I know. I want to get him in here. We can get him in here because he probably will just rule the here too.
I know. I was like, he's already a little host.
I'm gonna work on it. Yeah. I'm gonna work on it. Let's see how I get him in here. I'm trying to find his parents and talk to them because I think he's so every scene that he did this week with Nina and Laura and Kevin and Ava. Oh my God. Okay, I just want to go on that really quick.
Yeah.
Again, I was like almost in tears watching them. Again, Maura West, that one eye, is working it out. Oh, yeah, you saw it too. Yeah, I got teary eyed with the Ava, and it was long overdue. I think we all can agree with that. They finally had this kind of talk about her and Nick Stabile. Her and Nicholas, just that. And how their time was cut short.
That was my favorite scene all week. I almost got teary-eyed. I mean, both of them were so good in it, and it was so sweet. Because, too, Spencer was the first person she didn't tell to leave.
Yeah.
And I really liked that, because even her own daughters and stuff like that, Ava was not comfortable being vulnerable with them. But I felt like she was very comfortable being vulnerable with Spencer. And, like, part of, you know, he had burned himself, and he had been there. I
forgot about that for a second.
Yeah, and I love that he brought that up, and he goes, I know how you feel. And then he's like, I don't mean to compare our situations. It was so cute.
It was just like, would you see her? Look at that handsome face. I was just like, oh, my God! I almost was a heaping mess. I was just like, this is, I mean, you're right, Sarah. See, Nicholas knows how to act and equals the powerhouses on the show. He does. And just the things they did where he would grab her hand and when she reached it out to his face, I mean, the things throughout the conversation, it added to the scenes. And when he said, I hope you find peace. And she goes, I hope you do too. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was so sweet.
Oh my God. To me, it's like, see, GH can get it right sometimes.
Yeah, that's why.
Really can.
That was so good.
God, it was so good.
Well, to see, like, Valentine's biggest competition right now could be
Spencer. First scene in the park.
Yeah.
And I love their scene together in that ring. I love that he tossed it back to him. He's like, I have my own luck. I don't need to do it. Something like that. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, Laura, he don't need you guys. You already took care of this already.
Yeah, that was so funny.
But first, he was a little nervous at first when he kind of showed up. But then doing Hamlet, I was like, ooh, there's the uncle. That was kind of funny. Mm. But no, he just, when they started talking, it was like, because Valentine can't believe this little pipsqueak is giving him shade. It's like, he doesn't want to deal with him. It's a kid.
But I feel like there's so much more to the story that we don't know yet. Because he keeps making these cryptic references. Like, you know, you don't know the full story. You don't know everything that happened. So, I mean, there's got to be something like we've always kind of speculated about. That the two of them were in on something.
Yes.
And Nicholas is alive and well somewhere around the world.
It could be. Like, that's one way to redeem Valentine, of course, completely.
But then by the same token, though, just because of the way real life has worked with that character, you've also dug Nicholas into a hole. Because whenever he does come back, you're like, why did you wait so long?
And why didn't you let Spencer know?
Yes.
Because initially when he faked his death, he let Spencer in on it.
Yeah.
And so, and that's where I say the only way that they can redeem Nicholas and Valentine at the same time is by having Nicholas be like amnesiac or something.
Yes, he's 12 going on 25. he deserves an Emmy, yes. If they want to redeem Ava Spencer, definitely, and I totally agree.
Yeah.
He should be up for an Emmy next year. I completely agree. All of his scenes this year. The vulnerability is just crazy. But him with Valentine being face to face with him. It was like, because he goes between being a little brat, a little spoiled brat, to being this really vulnerable kid. You're like, I don't think it's just about the house and the stuff. He wants that, of course, but it's his home. It's all he knows.
Yeah.
So it's like he can't have his father back. He wants the space. I kind of get it.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And it's something that even an adult would want.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't have your dad back. You'd want the house you grew up in with your dad, or just something to remind you.
Yeah.
And it even looked seems between him and Jocelyn and Oliver when he started getting a little, you know, like, he thought Oliver was insulting him, so he got a little snippy.
Well, Oliver was getting a little, like, still smart ass, too, to him, like, oh, really? Like, so, like, just like, because he went, because, you know, Spencer does talk a different certain way.
Yes.
So I get, like, almost like Smiley talks a certain way. And I think Oliver was kind of like, because he was chuckling at him, like,
true, because when some kid and you don't really know him at all, but compares his life to exactly like him,
exactly.
You've had an uncle's murdered your father, right? And then to find out, like, oh wait, that really happened to you?
Oscar must be new to Port Charles.
Yeah, it was new. So I thought that was realistic. And I love what Laura, and I love what Kevin said. Okay, some great lines. Kevin said, I think I have to write down, where he's like, I have a psychotic brother, and he has shown me what it's like to be on the dark side or
yes.
something.
Yes.
Like, oh, all right, Kevin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kevin and Ryan. He was, you know, when he said, I was like, ooh, and Laura was just like, get away from my grandson. You know, Laura's ready to fight. But it was good to see Kevin kind of jump in and say a little few words. Like, yeah, so you have a psychotic brother who led you to some places.
Yeah, I loved the Ryan Chamberlain storyline.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, Felicia was a big part
yes,
of it.
Yes, she was. Yeah. We saw Felicia this week, too. That's another story. I thought of you. No, Mac.
No, of course. Poor Mac.
Poor Mac. John J.
York. Get him out of here. Come on.
They have a pool game, apparently, on certain nights, but no.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Oh, plenty to talk about in that one there. But also to get back to, so we have Alexis and Valentine, and the whole, we got in touch. Mm-hmm. I brought a picnic to the park for a conversation.
God. I love Valentine, though, and I kind of hate that he and Alexis should be, like, the bad Cassadine, like, you know, the outcast.
Yes.
Like, that would have been funny. I wish that they were closer.
Me too. And
he tried.
That's what he wanted. He wanted to be thinking, okay, I could be with my Alexis. Yeah. We've both been outcast and shunned and everything. But she's like, no, I'm here to represent your great nephew.
Well, again, because it's like that relationship could happen if he hadn't killed Nicholas, supposedly.
Yeah. Right, right.
So, like, how could he really expect, like, oh, yeah, I just killed your nephew. Oh,
like,
yeah,
we're gonna be
pals, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. So, which is a shame, because I agree with you guys. It would be fun to see those.
It'd be funny to see those two together. Two great actors, obviously. But I like the fact she's just like, nope. And they brought up OJ. I love the civil suit. They brought up OJ. That's true. He got acquitted.
Yep.
And the criminal trial, but he got his just desserts in the civil suit. So that's an interesting way to go. I was like, okay, I'm going to see how this plays out. Interesting way to go.
I like that, and I like that she was so happy to serve him the papers from Spencer,
right.
And I love Alexis working with Spencer. Yes. It's cute.
Again, they work well. Again, he holds his own. And but what's Fonzie going to do? I'm going to handle this myself. I'm like, can't get rid of it. You just can't get rid of it. They are Mikos' bastards, as Helena would say. Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, but it's like with the outdoor scenes. Yes, we like about those two. But no, yeah, so they won't be friends anytime soon. It's like, sorry, she's going to side with obviously Nicholas's son and be on his side. I mean, that's how it is. So.
Yeah. There are some, like, the relationships like that Spencer has with Sonny, and I wish I'd see more with Alexis. I really don't see a lot of scenes between the two of them, but I think that would be an interesting relationship, too.
So I guess we'll see him now. That's good. Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, him and Sonny are good together, too. They're really good together.
Yeah, because that's the one time I like Sonny is when he's with Spencer. And that's the thing. Alexis and Nicholas were so close. It's weird that her and Spencer aren't.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, guys. I just wanted to mention Courtney. I didn't like Courtney, so.
Yeah.
I don't need to bring her back. I wasn't a fan of her.
Kung Fu Barbie, as they called her.
Yeah, I was not a fan of her. I didn't believe. She just got my nerves, so.
Yeah, she was one of those characters that they would literally, like, she can magically do this, and it didn't make any sense.
They put her all different kind of men. I mean, there was just Jax, and there was Nicholas, and there was them. It's like
Jason.
I was a big fan of her, so I'm just
All right.
So we also have, of course, let's go back to Carly, because we got Carly. The one thing I like is Carly and Bobby working together.
Yes.
What I don't think I like, though, is Carly just getting up in everybody's business. Like, I've got to take Nell away. I've got to get her off the table.
She looked good, though, this week. I was like, you go, Carly.
Yeah, Carly, I mean, her hair, everything was on point.
It was on point. I was like, you look good, girl. You know, it's really funny because I go back and forth with Carly because she is one of my favorite characters on the show, of course, but she's so bad, too. But again, I think because Bobby's involved and now Felicia's involved, it makes me like, okay, I want to see what this happens, like Three Witches of Eastwick or something. I want to see what's going to happen because they're all kind of like, because Bobby and Carly both have had bad pasts. Like Michael said to his grandma, like, hello, you guys would understand. But then in a weird way, you feel like, they say there's nothing worse than a reformed whore. They always say that. A regular whore is fine, but a reformed whore is worse. That's what they always say, because they know all the stuff, and now they're suddenly different. They get high and mighty. That's all kind of the whole purpose. And so Carly and Bobby are getting a little high and mighty. And yes, know some stuff to them, of course, but Carly and Bobby did so much worse.
Well, and that's the problem I have with this story, is like, I totally understand them wanting to protect Michael. That part I totally get. But how irrational they both are. And believe me, it does make sense for Carly because she is cray-cray. But, like, you'd think that Bobby had a little bit more sense. But no, she's worse than Carly going after this girl. And I'm like, really? Like, Nell really did one bad thing. It was all because that's how her father raised her to believe this. And those are things that they should understand being confused, especially Carly and Bobby, about how Carly came in was to destroy Bobby's life. What are you not seeing here? Nell did a quick turnaround, like, oh, yeah, that wasn't true. Now there's this evidence. Michael's, you know, nice and show me the way. Nothing she's done since then has been an all like what they did and or as long. So I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just going to say it.
Like, oh, I heard my mic. I'm like, oh, I don't say that.
And that's the thing. It's like, this is crazy. Come
on. I covered my mic. I'm like, I'm covering my mic. It's funny because Bobby was brought to town by Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby brought Luke to town to bring up Laura and Scotty.
So she could have him. Yeah.
So it's like, and oh, it's about Scotty. Oh, that whole storyline was good this week, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's like, hello, you both have done such crazier, larger-than-life things. And you guys just... But still, I'm happy to see some Bobby. I mean, Bobby has some airtime.
Yeah.
I see Bobby and Carly together, multi-generational.
And I did like the way that Bobby was like, you know, I really don't approve of your relationship with Sonny. So, you know, you got to do it, but you don't know, it's probably not going to be a very popular decision.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and say, like, yeah, I got your back.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that show. Yeah. It's realistic.
Go I was glad that Bobby didn't like, condone it, but she's just like, what it is. Yeah.
At that point, it's like, okay. They're like, yes, Lucrecia. They're all for Lucrecia right now. Mm-hmm. But Sarah seems like me. I love Carly and Bobby scheming to get rid of Nell.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. For soap rides, it's fun to watch.
But I feel like, is Carly just constantly searching for somebody just to validate her decision to go back to Sunny?
Possibly.
Like, if you need that kind of validation, keep walking, because nobody's going to give it to you.
But come on.
Carly has always been searching for validation. That's true. The keystone of the character's personality. That is why she came to the show.
Well, here's the thing. Michael's dumb too. Let's just get that out in the open.
He does have brain damage.
Yeah, he has brain damage. He was shot in the head.
Yeah.
And he's in stuff. He's dumb too. He picks women that he should not be picking, first of all. Because he would think, why would you go after Nell? Because she did do some stuff to the family.
Yeah.
I mean, is that the only girl in town, really? Like, you have to go out there. Before that, Sabrina was the only one. Before that, it was the hooker. Before that, older, whatever.
Abby was a stripper.
A stripper, whatever. I actually kind of liked her. Yeah. But still, the point is, you can tell he's a little kinky for a minute there. It's like, it's just, we liked him with Star. Star was good. But maybe her, she was a damsel in distress. He found her after she had a car accident and lost her child.
And Michael is Jason. Let's face it. He loves to rescue a woman. And the sad part about poor Michael, hopefully Nell lives. I mean, Abby, Sabrina, and let's face it, you know, Kiki was a big misstep because she was Morgan's wife.
Yes, I know. Yes, Lakeisha. Michael, she agrees. Michael is dumb. But see, your thing, you said last week, seeing Serena back on screen, I want her to be with Michael or Christina. That's what Sarah C. said. Yeah. But we'll talk about that in a second. I love Michael, but he isn't intelligent. Exactly. He's not intelligent. I love him. Michael is the moral center of that family, of both families. He is. He's the moral center of the family.
He's the only one with morals.
Yeah, with morals. So I give him that, but he just said his choice of women are just...
Yeah.
I was going to say, he's a little Jason.
Yes, I guess so.
We also with storylines that start driving me crazy here too.
Yes,
is we have some more of the Sam and her hallucinations. Oh dear Lord!
I think I'll just sip some tea while you guys talk about it.
They gotta end this. They gotta end this, please, because it is killing me. I do not need to see another scene of creepy Sonny like leaning into Sam's ear, like, look at him. I'm getting my claws back into it.
Yeah, this is so bad because it's like, what is the purpose of it? Where are we going with this?
I really have no comment. I just think it's a bad storyline. Unless they do something that's really fun and ambitious and for real that will shock me out of it, I really have nothing to say. I mean, I just don't.
Because we're spinning in circles because we can't. Right. We get these hallucinations as he has when she watches Sonny and Jason interact. And then she freaks out and she walks away. And then we can't have her actually talk to a doctor and expose her to true feelings because she keeps talking to herself out of it constantly. So now we're just stuck in the cycle of watching
Sam
these episodes.
Did Sam seem weird to you? Did she see where she left? I'm like, how many times have you heard that last couple of weeks? Does Sam seem weird to you, Monica? Does Sam seem weird to you? So I'm like,
and every conversation that she has either with Sonny or with Julian, like, don't tell anybody about this conversation. Like, stop.
Here's the one line I did like. I wrote this down. When she talks to Julian and she's about to leave, he's like, "Me, is everything okay?" I'm coming to you for help, so obviously I'm not okay. I thought that. I had to write down that was hilarious.
It was. It's like, and I love, because even Julian, that's what he thought.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, that's good.
That's why he asked. Is like, he goes, obviously it's not.
Yeah, right.
Like,
and I was like, yeah.
It was funny that she said it. And yeah. He was like, yeah.
Well. Yeah. But like, I thought it was just hilarious. She's like, I'm coming to you for help. Like, that part made me laugh. If you had some humor in it, maybe I could make it down now.
Yeah, and that was the thing, is I was surprised they didn't have Julian immediately go tell Alexis, but I do think he will be like, hey, something's up.
Let's hope so. Yeah. Speaking of Julian, let's go talk about him for a second. Yes. Just like so we had that scene with him and Sam, but let's talk about like just the wasted scene with him and Nell. Right at the end, like, what was the point of that? And the only reason that I was hoping, I was excited for...
Nina
and Julian,
yeah.
Over in Crimson. And the only thing that I was going to get excited about was that Valentine was going to walk in. And I want to see the two of them maybe butt heads in a business environment.
Yes.
And I was hoping that they were going to start setting up, and that never happened. And I was like, well, why do we even have this scene?
Yeah, it was a weird scene. I could agree with that. It was like, because, well, you know, the party's over. And I was like, and it was commercial. I was like, oh, okay, I'm ready. I'm like, okay. And then, like, nothing really...
Yeah, it was like, are we just establishing Julian going back to Derek Wells Media? I mean, I guess it was, but I was just like, why didn't we add to that?
Because right. And Valentina just looks like, they just look at each other really briefly as the one walks out and one walks in.
I was like, because we also had a scene before, too, when Julian tried to get back in. Mm-hmm. And when he wanted Nina to write that, like, glowing expose about him. She's like, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, get out. So it's like every time Julian comes and sits in that office, all he does is he gets, like, you know, pooped on and then kicked out. Yeah. So I'm just like, why are we doing this to
this character? I agree with you. I didn't really care for that scene. It seemed pointless.
Yeah. So yeah, that was it. It was a big hot pointless mess of a scene.
I didn't really say it there.
Why don't we talk about Manlanders? Let's talk about something we do have a lot to talk about. And let's kick it off first with, great to have Felicia on there.
Yeah.
But we started off with Felicia and Nathan, and we, for all of a sudden now, Maxie's been gone for how long?
Yeah, I know.
And and now she gets together with Nathan.
My son-in-law.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're doing this poker night, and we have this and this and this. Like, where was this like 3 or 4 months ago?
Mm-hmm. And the poker night includes Nicholas's driver when he has a night off. Yeah. And, like, it's a random crew of people you pull together.
Yeah, it's like, is it everybody that's pretty well off screen most of the time? It's like, Chandler joins poker night.
Yeah, I started laughing. I'm like, okay, poker night. He's like, okay, sure. We don't want you to, you know, anything to happen as Amy's calling them. Okay, here's the thing. This is what I wrote down. I hate the storyline. I wrote down, if this leads to him and Amy, I'm for it.
But it's not.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know, because we don't know how long Maxie's back for. I don't know if she's back for good. I mean, what's her name? Kirsten Starr. I don't know if she's back for good.
Yeah.
I've heard conflicting reports. We don't know anything, so I can't.
Do you think she's just on just so they can kind of break up that marriage and then send her back packing to Portland?
Maybe. It depends on what's going on in her real life, what's going on. So yeah. I don't know what's going on. So, and I don't know anything. I don't know. But I just think that... depending on that, if they want to do a storyline of a larger girl with a hot guy, I'm all for it. Because we didn't see Milo and Epiphany really play out on screen.
No, and two, they at least have chemistry, and they have a nice little friendship as well. And that's what I say, is I'm okay with it going there as long as it happens organically and as long as it is the fact of Maxie's going to be gone. And now, I don't think Maxie needs to be gone forever, but if it is, it has to do with Kirsten Storms not coming back full-time, let's get a recast. Because she is a great Maxie, but there are also other people out there. Mm-hmm. And that character is just needed on canvas.
Well, some people disagree with you. I saw something online where they were like, well, who's she really tied to that's on the screen? There's no Robin. We don't see Felicia and Mac that often.
No, that's true.
Her and Dylan aren't anything. I mean, and her and Lulu's friendship just died, and they don't do anything with her and Sam. So someone was arguing that Maxie isn't needed. I think Maxie is needed. I like Maxie. I like the character of Maxie.
And two, why can't Maxie be in those scenes with those people?
Right.
And they just weren't writing them at the time.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they can't. I mean, and Anna and Maxie have a good relationship there. You know, Maxie has a lot of family on canvas. She is Frisco and Felicia's daughter. Sorry.
I know. But some of the same people were saying that. I'm like, no, I agree. I think she should be on. John Sipp says that Kirsten Storms and Ryan Pavey said that Maxie and Nathan are solid, but we never know, right? They're promoting because she's coming back, so they're promoting it. So like I said, I don't know anything. So I mean, I don't know anything personally, but I'm like, I'll be curious to see what's going to be going on. It'll be like Alan Marcy on Life to Live. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's his name? Wait, rest in peace. I forgot his name.
Nathaniel Marston.
Yeah, thank you. He was a great actor.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was a really good actor. And then he replaced with the other guy who was good too, but yeah, Nathaniel was great. But I don't know. I mean, I just, or they do it, they could do it. I almost said threesome. They could do a triangle. So like, that could be something too. I mean, why not? I mean, who knows? Maybe. You know, I want Ryan maybe to do some more than what he's doing, so I'm very excited.
Because they got my hopes up when they had him with his mother this week. And I was like, oh, great. Yeah, because him and Dr. Ulbrich are great. And I liked how he was like, but she's my mom. I really do want to help her. Like, what she's done is bad, but it's not like, you know, and that was him. I liked that he was.
Well, I liked him and Nina. I was like, they're fine, but brought them back, and she calls him Jay. I like all of that.
Yeah, their relationship is great. To me, they're very much like, you know, speaking of them, like to live, Rex and Natalie.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I like them, is that they found out they weren't really brother and sister, but it didn't change the way they felt about each other, and they always were each other's confidant.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a good relationship.
He also played Michael McBain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, I wouldn't have a problem with Nathan and Amy getting together, but this storyline is just the worst.
Oh, it's the worst on earth. Oh, I hate it.
It is. Oh,
I literally
it is so awful.
Hate it. Like when it's on, I can't fast forward because I want to, but I have to hear if something, something happens that I need to report on. But it's not, and again, your friend being on there was he was fine.
No, he was fine in the scene, but the story, like, I don't need to have Nathan wearing an earpiece and Amy.
A Cyril de Bergerac kind of thing going on. Roxanne.
And I like how he started answering them himself. And he was kind of getting into it. That part, I thought, that was at least cute, where he was, actually, into it a little bit. We were like,
But here's the part that I call BS on, is when our boy Mike, playing Adam, comes down in the elevator. Oh, glad I caught you.
Yes.
You know, they really love you. They want you to, you know, come on here and be a regular guest. They're going to throw a lot of money at you for a podcast.
Yes.
I would love to find out where is a lot of money coming from a podcast.
Yeah, I got several podcasts. I'm making a lot of money, so I don't know what's going on there.
Adam Carolla, can you tell us?
Right, exactly. Sam Roberts. Sure.
Any company that is throwing a lot of money.
That would be laughing. I heard it. Just like, we're hosts on podcasts. It's just not, that's how it works. But I see they're trying, so I'll forgive that part. Even though I hate the storyline, I'll forgive that part. Because they're trying to make it sound like this is going to be bigger than you think.
Oh, great.
And Mike said he's on open ended at the moment, so there may be more times for him to be on, I guess. And what was it called? An Adam's apple?
Yes.
Yep. There you go. Like
John C. They waste Jennifer Bassey on Manlanders and Jim DePive on Sam.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God. Man. It's about two actors who can act.
Yeah.
And they're like in. You know, so, you know, I do my best, like as you guys did your day, so they're like Tony says, starts with open arms, accept what's going on. It's hard sometimes.
Yeah, it's just, and I mean, I can understand why Amy's doing this, because everybody's got to remind us, like, how great she's doing this for her brother.
I don't see your brother, so I don't feel anything for him. Sorry.
Yeah, we need to get an actor on here to play him.
Because at least with Sam, she had Danny when we first came on. We had to see what he was about. I don't know who her brother is. I don't give two craps about her brother. Sorry. I don't feel S about it.
It's just like every time that Nathan's like, understandably so, it's like, as a police officer, I can't have my face out there like this. She's like, but, I'm like, oh, stop it, please. You're killing me.
I don't see, we found a terrace, so we got to be outside. I'm like, oh, jeez. I feel like we spoke too much about this storyline already. We've gone too far. Let's go next.
Over, under.
It's giving me a heart attack.
3 weeks more with this storyline.
I hope not.
I feel it's going on for a while. I just had this feeling. It's hurting my heart right now, like literally. So let's move on to the next story. I don't want to talk anymore.
All right. Just one last speculation. Okay. Do you feel like this would prompt Nathan to have to leave the force? And he's not a cop, and now he's got to pursue
something
else.
That would suck, too. Because like him and Dante, they're partners, and it was great.
Yeah, I like their relationship, him and Dante. I don't want to see them not have that.
Well, because I heard some rumor. I don't have to report on rumors. I don't know how true this is. But that Steve Burns will try to get your buddy back on the show, who plays Lucky.
John
Jackson. And I'm like, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but I mean, they're trying. So I'm like, he is a cop. So they could have him be a cop, and then Nathan, I mean, who knows, right?
Yeah, because they're doing him right on Nashville, finally. Yes. I mean, he's basically the patriarch on there. No spoilers, guys, but, like, Avery's got his shit together on there.
Yeah.
So
how about his facial hair situation?
Yeah,
is that together?
It's still sexy.
And sorry, Greg Vaughn's busy right now. He's on Queen Sugar. He's doing this over here. He's back on day. He's busy, so he can't come on.
I would love to see Jonathan. If they can work that out with Nashville, that'd be great.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. But I think Greg. But I think, Jonathan's busy on Bold and Beautiful. I just think that he came back, especially because of Anthony Geary. They're very close. Anthony Geary's not on the show anymore, so I wonder how what's left. I mean, Gene Francis is on. He's close to her, so maybe that'll
help.
You know, because I mean, I love Gene Francis and Jonathan Jackson scenes too. They're so good too. God.
And Jonathan is the best.
He's the best. And, lucky.
And they own a restaurant together. I know, I mean, they're best buddies. So
they do.
Steve, right. I would love you even more.
Oh, tell dang.
Tell me a character that is not on the canvas now, but if they recast, the character is important enough that you'd want to have this character back. Would it be Lucky, a Nicholas, a Robin, or Maxie? I mean, if this was a short term kind of thing with Maxie, with
Nicholas,
Lucky.
Okay.
Yeah, Nicholas would be a close second. Though.
I think Nicholas is really needed. Yeah. I think just because it would serve so many storylines, it would clear up.
Yeah, because like what Ava said, you know, if he'd have been here, my story would have been very different, and we all know that to be true because that's the reason she got drug into the Dumb Morgan storyline, mm-hmm. is because that was what was written for them, and it's sad but true.
Yeah. I could actually see a case for both of them because I feel like they're both back holes in both families. You're kind of beefing up the Quartermains again. You need to beef up a little. You're starting to beef up the Cassadines again, but I feel like Nicholas is a pivotal piece in that. And I feel the same thing for the Spencers. Yeah. They're kind of dying in the vine. It'd be nice to have. You need some other kind of older male figure in the mix for the Spencers.
Folks are saying, don't recast Robin. I agree.
Yeah, I don't think. And two, Kimberly McCullough comes on enough. Yeah, she does try to make.
She's had her baby, so she's like off right now. But she'll be back on again.
Yeah, and that's the thing is she makes appearances, which is great.
I watched what Astro for JJ. That's
I know, me too, guys.
So, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Oh, thanks, James.
Yes. Yeah. Question. You should be a host.
I know.
Oh, you should
interview
thanks.
People. Interview people. Oh. Yeah.
Gosh, guys, I don't know what to say about this. I'm really touched.
bring back Ethan Lowe.
Oh, yeah. If you want to bring back Nathan Parsons any day, if you were to have him and Jonathan Jackson on for long periods of time, this would be the best show on television.
Bring back John J. York for Frank.
Please do.
That's who he thinks is sexy.
Yeah, bring him back with the curly hair. Bring him back.
Speaking of soap royalty, we've got the whole Serena, Scotty, and Lucy stuff this week.
Lee Hansen had died, I think last year, earlier this year, he had passed away in real life. And I love that they actually showed a couple of flashbacks. They had, Ken Schreiner,
Lynn Herring.
Herring are so good.
Yeah.
They're so, you could tell the decades of acting they've done together. They're friends in real life, too. It is so crazy. Oh, okay. It's amazing. The acting that went on there and here comes little Carly Schroeder, who's grown up now in this beautiful dress and long hair. And I was just like, yes.
Yeah, that was so great to have her come in and be Carly Schroeder as Serena, because that's the one we all recognize. Yes. And it was good that Laura was there just for a moment, because it was nice to have them have their family stuff, but Laura did need to be there for some of it. This was a really good way of honoring
Lee. I agree. And he was very honest about his relationship with his father. I was disappointed to him. I always got caused trouble. And I'm thinking back to scenes that kind of happened, and they mentioned Gail, of course, which is his wife, and Gail is Monica's adopted mother, Monica Quartermain, which you can watch my little thing I did. I put it on our page today. People were looking at it, but no, I thought it was really exciting. I didn't know they were going to do that. I mean, I didn't watch Your Hospital until yesterday. And people were tweeting this on, I think, Thursday. I was like, oh, they didn't think to leave Baldwin. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. He was a longtime cast member and an important part of the show back in its heyday.
Yeah.
Especially. So I thought it was really well done. I thought it was great. I was happy to see Serena. I hope she sticks around.
Please, don't tease me with this, because she's been name-checked, and we need somebody like that on the canvas.
Just her brother Franco.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He has to. Yeah. He's away right now doing whatever he's doing. But he has to. So... we have to kind of, because we started a little late, let's just do the next couple ones quickly.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Well, Hayden.
Oh, yes.
And Liz. I love their scenes together.
I know. I hate that this isn't here for the long haul, because they're so great. And also, Michael Easton's haircut was adorable.
Yes, very cute. Yeah. But Audrey is part of that storyline. Audrey and Anna met for a second, a little awkward afterwards. And we'll just be friends, right? Hopefully that won't stick.
Yeah.
But I did like that because they finally, I want to say this, they finally ate ribs. And you know, I'm always like, where's the food? You get the floating rib and no one's ever eating. And she was actually eating.
That's true. And look what it did to her. That's why nobody's eating.
Exactly. I was like, my God. Yes, Kim Schreiner does deserve an Emmy for that, Emmy nomination for that.
Yeah, Kim's great.
Kim's great. But yeah, but anyway, so yeah, so she was actually eating. But her and Liz, like, here's the relationship we should have been seeing all along. There's so much they can mine out of it. And I actually bit her when I didn't like you. And all of a sudden, she was, I mean, just, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so good together. I'm like, if there's any way to reverse this, yeah, guys.
They were perfect. I was thinking, this is what we wanted to see the whole time. My hands are going crazy. If you can't see me, if you're listening to the podcast, my hands are going up in the air because I'm just like, this is what we wanted to see of them. They actually started writing them really well. And I love the scene between Albrecht and Finn. Another scene, it was just really good because he basically is telling her to do what she was trying to do to him.
Yeah, but I like that she doesn't see it the same way.
No, of course not. No. But she wouldn't, of course.
Yeah.
She wouldn't. But no, but she said it's happening because it was happening to you. I was like, I'm laughing.
Which, and then I feel like then that's going to be the death knell of Albrecht as well, too. Because if we know that Rebecca is leaving the canvas, and he says, like, I got to take the thing that he wants, that he cherishes most. I feel like it could be
interesting. That's what worries me, is, like, I don't want to lose Dr. Albrecht. I love her.
I know, we do. Kathy Gotti is a friend of our show. She's been on her several times. We love her. So, no, we don't want to buy this. But still, if it's going to make her lose her stuff, then let's show some evilness to her again. Let's go back to that again. I want to see something. She's a great actress. I want to see her do something. So her bangs are just, you know, killing me. I love her bangs.
Oh, yeah.
But you know that if she ended up, like, say, because I feel like the way they're setting up her storyline right now, just getting Hayden just all really tied in with everybody, that I feel like she's going to get killed off.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Albrecht has been in worse situations before, kind of bad situations. She's gotten out of them. So the whole Creighton Clark thing, and but she's kind of worked it out. So, I mean, maybe just a character that can kind of weave through stuff. Maybe
she's our new Helena.
Yeah,
evil shit, but we just love her.
We love her anyway. She comes back on, off and on, and I know. And Nathan is her saving grace, I guess. Yeah. You know, through his eyes, we see not just a monster.
Yeah.
So I guess that could be it. So I don't know.
How are Hayden's going to leave? It's certainly not going to be of her own choosing. I feel like.
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah, which is going to be unfortunate.
So you guys, unfortunately, we have to end the show. But you guys. So we'll take next week. I'll have phone calls. So you guys, we can talk about this
calls
week next
galore.
Week. Calls galore. Just call, but it's call in. Well, all kinds of calls next week. But it was we're sad. Rebecca Bunny's thing too. I agree with you guys. It was sad. This was like kind of some good stuff this week. Some not good stuff. It was like a little mixture this week. Kind of we got.
Yeah.
As long as you have Matt Lanters, it's always going to tip towards the bad.
I know. That's one thing the three of us kind of agree on. It's like it's just not working at all, you guys. Of course. So you guys tell them where they can find you.
Hey, guys. Media. Since I'm Lucretia Lyon, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie.
And you guys, so people are asking me if I'm going to the Passage event. I wish I could go. You know, I'm friends with Eric Martsoff. I know Lindsay Hart. I know some people are going to be there. I won't be able to go. I'm so sad I won't be able to go. I have other stuff going on next week in my other life. But I wish I could go to that event. There's a Passage event happening here in Los Angeles. Some of the guys and girls are gathering together. And if you're going, send me pictures. Tag me. Send me pictures. Send me what's going on. Because I'm sure it's going to be a really good event. I'm so glad they're doing it. The show was great. And I wish I could go. I'm so sorry I wish I could go. You guys, I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow me at James Lott Jr. or all James Lott Jr.'s a soul. And I will see you guys. I will be here next week.
That's right.
100th episode.
100!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.